Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Biggie ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Hey, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter, and we do follow back. And check out the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you because that's just what we do. A quick shout out, man. Got to shout out Lisa and Tish, light skin, bright skin, damn near white skin, for the invite. I appreciate you. And shout out to Pam for the ones and twos at that bar, man. Hey, that's what it is. Hey, before I go any further, let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star of World War II. What's the word?
Hey, what's up, going
yo?
On?
What's good? What's good?
Yeah.
I'm clean.
How y'all doing?
Over here cleaning them pots.
Cleaning pots.
Clinging them.
Clinging them. Oh,
as
shit.
Uh-huh.
It's been a time. Hey, shout out to myself, man. I had made this some turkey wings.
God.
No, don't do that. Caramel. Hey, I fixed me some turkey wings, man. Threw the carrots in the it's been cooking all day. Threw the little 'cause she was laughing at me, your girl over there, Honey Dip, about me putting Hypnotic as my marinade. Hey, but that shit was everything. You hear me? Carrots, sweet, glaze.
You feel me? Is you shipping me some drunk wings? Are you gonna ship me the drunk wings? That's all I wanna know.
Ain't no drunk wings.
All I want to know is you shipping a bit. Is you shipping some drunk wings?
There is no drunk wings. They're just, it's just good.
That's
it's a great marinade.
That's the name. We calling them drunk wings.
Here she go. Here it is. Here she go. It's not that. I was telling her, you know what I'm saying, and I tried this once with some Cornish hens, and it worked great.
No,
you
see,
take
let's keep it real. Let's say she wakes up drinking in the morning, first of all.
Sure
Miss
do.
Queen Elizabeth over there has to have mimosa. And when she,
hey, a queen don't start her day without a mimosa. That's how you start your day. I'm just saying.
The fuck start with a cup of plain old orange juice. The fuck a cup of tea, some orange juice, a trinket, wavy. You know, what you call it, crumpets. Some orange juice to you over here with some mimosa. Damn drunk. And then
every
you over
morning.
There getting, making alcoholic wings. Lord have mercy.
Here she goes. You act. My uppity
wife. Lord have mercy.
Oh my God. Here she go with that. Look, every day I start out my day with a mimosa. Breakfast and all. That's the way kings and queens start their day. I deserve that. I work hard and what I do, you know what I'm saying? And it's a great thing. Look, but that's not the drunk part. The drunk part is Lisa and light skin, bright skin, damn near white skin say, hey, STL, real quick, we know you got something to do, but come out real quick. I had one drink. Shout out to Pam up at Crespo on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying?
They don't got
thing.
My baby drunk.
I said,
Lord.
Look, I said, no, nah, I'm not drunk. I said, what's your specialty? She says, I make liquid marijuana. I don't know if y'all have ever had that drink, but if it's made right, I told her, I said, I don't like sweet shit because I'm a drinker. I don't like the sweet. It gives me sweet stomach. I don't like that. I said, I drink. So she made it like this bitch drink. And I appreciate you for that. I'll tip the real nice, and I'll be back, Ma. That was everything. You know, but look, if you value yourself, start your day off every day with a mimosa. Just a, you know.
But you're going to have me at the liquor store in a few minutes.
Everybody deserves a glass of champagne with a splash of orange juice in it every morning to get your day popping. Every day. I don't do without it. I always got it on deck, and that's what it do because that's what I deserve, and damn it, that's what it is. But shout out for that drink, man, because that drink was everything, and she made it just right, and I appreciate all that. I haven't seen them in a minute, and I appreciate them for the invite, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it do. I'm, you know, chilling, feeling good, feeling great, feeling like I should, feeling like a queen, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. How are y'all doing? That's the question.
Man, I'm good. I just did my taxes today, man. I'm like, I'm all like feeling all grown up and shit. Just did my taxes, waiting for it to come the fuck back. So, get shit popping.
So easy then it's the next round is on you. That's what I hear. Or is my ears clogged?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, next round is on me. But see, we gonna try my drink, and it's called
What's
the Hurricane Cam. It's called the Hurricane Cam.
What's it?
Yeah. Bacardi 151.
Listen, this chick don't
Wait,
need
you can set that
hurricane.
Shit on fire.
Can't
Hold up.
Know.
Wait a minute. You can
Sit
burn Bacardi 151. She's
on
her
all day. Lord Jesus.
See, that's why it's called the Hurricane Cam. You're going to be swirling a little bit. You know, you're going to be swirling a little bit. Or you know what? If y'all can't deal with the Hurricane Cam, I'll do, like, you know, my famous Bacardi tea, which is 151 mixed with peach tea or raspberry tea, any tea of your flavor that will give you. I know you don't like the sweet shit, STL, but I can just put a little bit more in there so, you know.
Let me tell you something. I used to tend bar. You can set 151 on fire. You're trying to kill motherfuckers. I don't know.
Hey,
151, you can set on fire and drink it. I mean, well, you have
to
drink it. When I was like 20, 21 years old, that was my go-to drink.
That was my drink.
Set that shit on fire and drink it.
Yeah, you put it on fire. Me, I like to put it on for 5 minutes. Light it for 5 minutes, and, you know, I come back, go do something, it's still on fire. I come back, blow it, knock it back.
Hey, listen, y'all, listen, it's very important because I see them videos of y'all stupid motherfuckers that set the alcohol on fire and then try to throw a shot back. You got to blow it out. Alcohol is an accelerant. You can't
set it on fire, and then I see people trying to drink it on fire with your dumb ass. You got to blow it out first. Your hair on fire. You done set your ears on fire and stuff your nose. You got to blow it out. Please know what you're doing with these drinks. You don't just set it on fire and then try to take a fiery shot, dumb ass. I've seen the videos. I done seen y'all set damn near the whole house on fire. You got to blow it out first. It just warms it up. And takes the drink to another level. You gotta blow it out first. Know that. If you don't know that, you're silly. You done set everybody on fucking fire trying to show off. I done seen too many of them damn We the Dumbest videos. Quit playing. You gotta blow it out. Just know that. You can't take a fiery shot or you're gonna kill everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting y'all know. I'm just letting y'all know. A lot of people don't know. I'm seeing too many of them videos. They set the fire on shot. Everybody's like, shot. And they take the shot. And they done set their hair on fire, nose hairs on fire. You done burnt up your nostrils, all that. I done seen that. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you blow out the shot first. It's just it's for looks. It's really for looks. It doesn't do anything to the shot, and you're not supposed to take the shot while it's still burning. I'm just trying to be a friend and help y'all out before they got to call the fire department in your area. But anyway, Honey Dip, how you feeling, Mom?
I'm good. I am wonderful. My neck hurt, but I'm good.
What's wrong with your neck?
My big head too damn big, girl. Head too big. Shit.
Not
the
head too big.
To say this motherfucker too big. This head too big, girl. All these thoughts going on it, and you got a big head, and you carrying all this extra shit in it. Lord have mercy. A lot on my mind. I don't know. A lot going on. The weight of my head starting first.
No, over there with that thick ass. That thick ass head. That's ridiculous. You need to get some of them thoughts. Need to get some of them thoughts up out of there real quick. For you, you know what I'm saying? You need to hurt somebody.
We want to keep them thoughts. Cause when I start acting on them, that's when the problem comes.
Okay. All right. I'm not mad about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we gonna take a quick break, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do, you know what I'm saying? No Dollhouse announcements as of yet, you know what I'm saying? But stay tuned because we got our own commercial coming up, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. And, hey, we're going to do a quick break. Rapstar 412 holla, and then we come right back, and we got you with that, where they do that at. So Rapstar 412 holla. Let's go.
Vertical all big fun to weed my Jeep. If you a rat store fed, let me hear you holler. If not, shut up, bitch, and swallow.
Yeah, hey, if you're just not tuning in, you're live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. That was the one and only Rap Star 412 with Holla. Hey, get at a 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. Where they do that at, though?
Oh, man. This shit is bugged out, son. Like, that ass, like, This really hit home for me because I, as a child, was in a similar situation to this. But where they do that at, they do that down in Florida, Jacksonville, okay. Florida, to be exact. You have a situation where you have a six-year-old little girl by the name of Nadia. She goes to Love Grove Elementary School. Just like all the millennial kids, every time we try to have fun or we have eccentric personalities, you know, our parents always try to run to the doctors and trying to diagnose us with some alphabetical diagnose shit. So she was diagnosed with ADD, or not ADD, ADHD, and a mood disorder. Because of this, I guess she had an issue at school where she was acting out, and the school put it on themselves to actually have her transported to a nearby mental hospital without the parents' consent for 2 days.
Oh, wow.
I researched what was this actually called. It's called the Baker Act. If anybody doesn't know what the Baker Act is, the Baker Act allows for involuntary examination. Some may call an emergency or involuntary being committed. It can be initiated by the judges, law enforcement officials, physicians, mental health professionals, but they have to have the patient have to have some type of evidence that they have some kind of mental illness. They can get the person and lock them up in the mental hospital up until, like starting at the age of 2 years old.
Hmm.
So,
not too.
Again, you know, Nadia is a six-year-old rambunctious little girl, so, you know, her misbehaving in class isn't really nothing new. But she was escorted out of her class by officers out of the school and into the nearby mental facility with the police officers talking to her. You can hear on the body cam saying that she's not a bad girl or she's not a bad person. They're escorting her off to the off the premises. And you can actually hear that the girl is actually in a calm state. She's in a very, very calm state. She's not wild. She's not rambunctious. She's not, you know, wilding out. She's not yelling. She's screaming. She's walking out with the nice officers. She was locked up in this facility for 2 days, and for 2 days, you know, when her mom talks to her about the situation, she can't really tell her everything that happened. She can only tell about, like, certain little things, like, mommy, they locked me up in a room, they wouldn't let me out, and they gave me a shot. Now, the school is saying that the reason why they did this was because she was destroying school property, and she was attacking staff, and she was out of control. Where do they do that at, where they diagnose a child with attention deficit and they have permission to 302 a child without the parents' consent. Good old United States of America, right?
I know a friend is going through this right now. Her granddaughter is six, and they told her mother that she has ADHD. And of course, the first thing these motherfuckers want to do is dope these kids up on these fucking these drugs and put all that shit in their system. I said, you know what? She's a 6 year old girl. She's rambunctious at this age. She was in gymnastics. She loves to flip and all that. Like she just is a rambunctious kid. At that age, you have to have a way, especially at that period when they're not in school and they're not running around. They don't have recess. They don't have other kids to interact with and jump around with. They need a way to burn off that energy. And the first thing that they want to do is say, oh, this kid has ADD. He or she can't sit down long enough. I mean, they have to have a way to burn off that energy. She was in gymnastics. She loves to flip. She loves to tumble. I can't remember the young lady's name that has won all the trophies in the Olympics. I can't remember. Her name escapes me right now. But that's how she was as a kid. She was adopted by two parents, and she is a household name right now. She's done so many things. She's won so many medals. And I said, you are crazy. And she's a millennial mom. You know what I'm saying? I said, you are crazy if you allow them to put her on these medications saying that she has ADD or attention hyper deficit disorder and all this other crap. The first thing they want to do, that's the first thing they want to do to these kids. They're kids. That's what kids do. They run, they jump, they scream, they holler, they play, all that. If they don't have any way to exert this energy, it comes off the people as, oh, they're hyper. No, they're not hyper. They just don't have a way to get this energy off. It's like a dog. If you have a dog that sits around the house all day and you don't, it doesn't go outside, you don't walk it, and it's running around the house doing and it's tearing stuff up, it's because it has no way to exert the energy. It doesn't mean it's a bad dog. It doesn't mean it's a hyperactive kid that needs to be doped the fuck up. And that's the first thing that pisses me off, because it's the first thing they want to do is pump these kids full of drugs and say that they can't pay attention. No, they're kids. Their brains are active. They're more active than you are in your 20s, 30s, and definitely when you get older. So they need a way to exert the energy. And if they don't have that, she did not start doing these things until she no longer had the gymnastics class. When she had the gymnastics class and she was running around and got to jump and flip and tumble and all that until she got tired. You never heard this, but now that she doesn't have that in her lane anymore, as far as doing that, she has no way to exert the energy. So that doesn't mean that your kids need to be medicated. It just means you need to find another outlet. That's because her mom could no longer afford to put her in these classes where she can run around and jump and burn off this energy. And then you take it to a fucking doctor, and because the kid can't sit still and doesn't want to hear what the doctor has to say, their kids, they're not fucking listening. So that's the first thing they want to do. That is the medical profession's go-to as far as these kids, is to dope them up and make them fucking zombies, because you can't handle being able to deal with a toddler, being able to deal with a young child, and they need somewhere to put this energy. And that's your textbook feeding these kids with drugs, and that's bullshit to me. I can't stand it. Take some time. Stop putting your, and I say this all the time, I've been saying this, stop letting social media raise your fucking kids instead of motherfuckers taking time. Kids don't go outside no more. When we was kids, it was take your ass outside and play. Be back on this porch when that light come up at the end of the street, you have your ass back on this porch. We was tired than the motherfuckers. We couldn't do nothing but eat dinner, take a bath, and go to bed. That's because we had a way to burn off that energy, and now kids don't do that no more. You take your fucking smartphone, you put it in their face, you put it on Nickelodeon Kids and all this other shit where you got Momo and pedophiles and all this other shit able to get into their mind and reach them instead of you taking the parental role and taking time and spending it with your kids. Your fucking social media is raising your babies. They
it's
need
crazy,
to burn
though.
Out that energy, and it's not looking at a fucking phone screen all day.
It's crazy because even before social media was actually in existence, like when I was a preteen to a kid, and I was eccentric, you know, I was everywhere. I was like your normal tomboy, you know. I just wanted to do everything. I was ripping and running and everything.
Climbing trees.
Yeah, I was climbing trees. Now, my mom, shout out to my mom. I really don't get along with her that much, but she is an educator. She has master's degrees, she has bachelor's degrees, she got an MBA, and she has a lot of credentials. But the difference between those credentials is when she goes and she reads certain things, like when she goes into psychology, she thinks that the psychologist knows the insight of a better, like, of somebody inside than anybody else, and not really understanding your child per se. Because every time me and her would get into it, any activity that I had, she would take it away from me. Any activity. If me and her was having issues and I was playing baseball, she would take me out of baseball. If me and her was having issues and I was in karate class, she would take me out of the karate class just because me and her are having issues. I remember when I was like 17, I got myself into a program where artists and producers and singers can go to in a prestigious school to record music. I put myself in this. But because she caught me selling a couple dime bags of weed, she took me out of it in the same program that I put myself in. So every time me and her had issues, she would always take me out. And not understanding that, you know, when her and my father split, I needed my father. A boy needs his father. I couldn't be around my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother all the time. I can't be around females all the time. I need that male presence. She couldn't understand that, so she would 302 me and ask the doctor what's wrong with me. And they say I got ADHD, ADD, attention deficit, a.k.a. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I do whatever the fuck I want to do. Sometimes these parents look to these textbook psychologists to raise their children. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really social media for real. Maybe now it is, but in mine, my mom, she would always try to get me to pump me on medicine to try to wire me down. I didn't take the medicine. Me and her, we went to war all the time because I would not take the medicine. I took it once. I didn't like how it made me feel, and I stopped taking it. Every time she would take me and put me into, like, these little mental hospitals, the people itself would be like, you don't need to be here. You just have an issue with your mother. So a lot of these kids who are becoming, you know, hooked on these drugs and everything, where are these motherfuckers at when these kids start shooting up the schools and shit? How come they can't get them and 302 them? But they want a 302 a little black girl because she got a lot of energy. But these motherfuckers building bombs in their houses and blowing up the school because mommy and daddy got a divorce and everything like that. Where they motherfucking asses at to be locking these motherfuckers up for 2 days without the parents' consent? Like it's fucked up. I don't understand how could that be a rule to lock a child up as young as 2 without a parent's consent. That's fucked up.
I mean, in my opinion, then things have changed. Because I know back in the day, if a child was under the age of 18, I mean, you couldn't do anything without the parent's consent. You would have to. You can't just take a kid and put him in a cage. You had to reach out to the parent. The parent had to come down there and deal with the situation. You could just take them and stick them in a cage and say they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. This is my thing, and I say this all the time with, like, separation of church and state. They have that has dissipated. So now it's like you can't you have them trying to raise your kid. Tell you, a lot of these kids need a good old-fashioned ass whooping. No bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like I can't touch my kid, or I'm in the eye of everybody because I whoop my kid. Some of these kids, I have a friend. He works for the special school district, and he was, you know, he's a black male. You know what I'm saying? Raised in a black household, and he's of that stage where it takes a village to raise a child. So he knows what it's like to get that ass whooped and go sit your ass down because you fucked up. Understand that the reason you got your ass towed up was because you was fucked. When we was kids, your parents would tell you, get a switch out, go pick up a switch. Find you a switch. I'm finna tear up your ass. If you want a clown, I'm a clown with you. But now, it's like, oh, you're abusing your child. You can't do this to your child. It's so many people telling you what you can and can't do with your own child. This motherfucker came out of my nut. This motherfucker came out of my vagina. And you're trying to tell me what I can and can't do with my child? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. There's no separation of church and state anymore. It's like they come in and tell you what you can't do. And these kids get hit to that. I'll never forget this. One time when I was younger, I can remember I wasn't a bad kid, but I was a kid. So I did kid shit. Not that it's right what I did. I'll never forget. My mom, I had a good childhood. I can remember the whoopings I got. One time, I don't know if y'all remember this. This might tell my age, but Woolworth. My mama took me to Woolworth back in the day, and I had wanted a toy. And she was like, we was in a rush. She was like, no, not today. Put that back. We finna go. I'm just finna get this, and we out of her. And she told me I couldn't get it. My slick ass, I took the toy after she said I couldn't get it. My dumb ass, we go to the crib. I'm playing with the toy upstairs because we was in a flat back then. I'm playing with the toy upstairs. Yada, yada, yada. I took it out the pack. I'm upstairs playing with it. She comes in. I done got the toy. Not even thinking as a kid, like, she know what the fuck you got and what you don't have. So she said, where you get that? I said, huh? This me, huh? Mm-hmm. You know them kids, huh? So that's from the store. Huh? No, didn't got the line. You know what I'm saying? One lie lead to another. You know how that go. Didn't got the line. No, I didn't have this. Yeah, yeah, I had this. No, you didn't. That's what you asked me for in the store. Where you get it from? Back in the day, you know, parents do shit like they take you back in the store and let them torment you, fuck with you a little bit. Call the police on. You know what I'm saying? If you a Judge Mathis fan, listen to Judge Mathis. He tell you his mama take him back. Do he look familiar to you? Is this who you looking for? Took that nigga into the police station, his own mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to raise your kids like that because sometimes you got to put that. Now they got whole TV shows like Scared Straight, you know what I'm saying, where they take the kids in that environment just to show them this is where you could end up. They get the crying, you know, falling out. You don't want to be here, do you? Okay, well, then straighten up your act. Act right. Do what you got to do. Do what I told you to do. My mom was I was one of them kids. Well, I saw you do it. My mama, you don't do as I do. You do as I say do. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I got my ass tore up. She beat my ass. Go get in the tub. Take a shower. Okay. I'm in the shower. I'm talking all shit, mad shit. I'm like, cussing, everything. Man, I'm going to call the child abuse people. My dumb ass ain't locked the door. She heard me in there talking shit. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you a reason to call him. Came in there. We used to go to the circus back in the day. She'd take me to all over. As a kid, I've been to Disney World like about 10 times. I know adult motherfuckers that never been to fucking Disney World. They win the Super Bowl. What's the first thing you're going to do? I'm going to Disney World. I've been there like 10 times. I've been on a cruise. All kinds. I've been to Louisiana doing all kinds of shit. Let me give you a reason to call motherfucking DFS on me. Whoop my ass with them Shriner swords. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, them plastic swords that look like swords. told my ass up, wet in the shower. I'm talking all shit. I'm cussing. I'm calling DFS on you. Let me give you a reason. I can remember the ass whoopings I got. And I'm mad at her because I got in trouble because I stole something out the store. Told my ass up. But that's the problem. Some of these kids need a hug. Some of them need a stern word. Some of them need a father figure. Some of them need a little love and attention. And some of them need just a good old-fashioned ass whooping. And it's okay. But the outside motherfuckers looking in make it seem like it's not okay for you to reprimand your child. That's your fucking child. So don't let these motherfuckers tell you or let anybody convince you that because you reprimand your child that you're not able or you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, because that's bullshit. Nisi, mommy of three, did you whoop that ass? And what is it? Was it warranted?
Fuck them up all the time. That's why that one right now scared to come home. That one scared to
come
home.
You out of town.
She's 22 years old. I'm waiting. I've been waiting.
Man.
She's scared. She said something smart. So she already knows.
And it's a respect thing.
Knocking that motherfucker out.
Yeah, as an adult, you got kids who cuss. When my mom was still living, it was a respect thing. As a grown motherfucker, I didn't cuss in front of my mom. That was like it was a respect thing. You don't, it was respect. You don't cuss. I don't care how grown you get. My mom was, she'll still fuck you up. You are never big enough for me to beat your ass. Don't get it twisted. I don't care how grown you are. I don't care if you're paying your own bills in your own household. Right now, you are my household and you in front of me. So in front of me, you will respect me. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So that shit right there. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know what to say about it. I think the system is fucked up. I think it needs to be reevaluated. I think you need to be able to whoop your child's ass because that's your child. And some of these kids, a lot of this shit wouldn't be happening out here if they just had a good ass whooping, flat out. And that's how I look at it. No questions asked. Anyway, Ms. STL, that's how I feel about it. But anyway, we're running behind. So let me real quick, because we done went way over. Let me real quick slide into the hot seat real quick, and then we can get into them Honey Dip thoughts if Honey Dip has something to say about things. But real quick, back still on the kid level, recently, Kim Kardashian, was under fire in regards to taking, you know, she's trying to do the whole criminal justice thing, and one of her kids, North, she likes to go. Kim Kardashian, a lot of times she goes to visit the prisons. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's been trying to do the reform thing. There's several cases where on minor offenses, especially something like as small as marijuana offenses, she has gotten people off. You know, we've heard about that, her with that. And, you know, she said that she's practicing to do law. So recently, you know what I'm saying, they came up with a story in regards to her. And North likes to go with her when she goes to the prisons to speak to some of these inmates and things of that nature. So social media, you know, kind of had some things to say. There was mixed reviews in regard. Matter of fact, I talked to two friends today, and both of them had conflicting views. One of them was like, oh, that's inappropriate for her to take North if she goes to these prisons to speak to these inmates and things like that. And the other one was like, oh, well, you know, that could turn her off to certain things in her future that may help her. So a lot of social media had, you know, conflicting things to say in regards to her and, you know, the situation with North wanting to go with her when she goes to these jails to speak to these criminals. And some things, we're not talking about necessarily violent offenders. We're not talking about murderers. We're not talking about pedophiles. We're talking about maybe just light, you know, like she's been getting people off. It's on more than one occasion. You know what I'm saying? On minor, you know, maybe possession marijuana, you know, things that they're legalized and things like that. So what do y'all think about in regards to her, if she takes the babies or takes North with her when she goes to these jails to speak to these people? What do y'all think about her taking the babies with her?
Me, myself, I'm very surprised. But then again, she's going to get special treatment. You know what I'm saying? Money talk, bullshit walk. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very surprised that they even allow her. You know, and those, none of these people are family members. You know what I'm saying? You're not going in there to see nobody. You fight for other people. But I don't agree that that child should be there. It's other things that if you want to teach her about the justice system and everything else, there's other things that you could do. You know what I'm saying? There's other things. You don't have to take her inside of the jail. She ain't going to see Uncle Bobby and Auntie Lucy and all of that. She's going to, you know, these are complete strangers. Why do the child need to be there? This is an adult situation. You know what I mean?
So if it's not a part of her life,
how old is she?
I don't know her exact age. But your thing is, if it's not like a family member, you're against it.
And somebody
what
who
if
she don't
even
know.
Member?
I would say if you were gonna do something, how about if North seeing and hearing what's going on, if you wanna talk to somebody, how about have her go and talk to children? You know what I'm saying? Children her age. Or a little bit younger, maybe. From what she's experiencing, hearing, and learning, how the mothers feel that's missing their children. You know what I mean?
But what you saying that with what she's hearing, experiencing, and learning, how does she learn that without being in the situation? Would she just get what she says from her mom?
From her mother. That's about it. From what they, you know, I just don't think that she should be taking someone else's kid. You know what I mean? It's her kid. I don't mean someone. You know what I mean? It's not any of their child. Not any of their children.
So do you believe? They have a whole TV show based around this called Scared Straight, where they have the kids in that setting,
that
environment. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So what's the difference?
North is not being scared, but North is not in trouble, and she's not being scared straight. You understand what I'm saying? So what is she there doing? Like, what's she doing? Carrying the book, carrying the bag.
She's trying to learn. She wants to know what her mom does, because Kim believes that she shares everything with her family, even in regards to what she's trying to do, in regards to reforming things with the prison aspect of it. And part of that is her trying to, you know, work with these people who are lesser offenders. So you say it's okay as long as they're related, but if they're not related, you don't agree with her, like, allowing North to go with her into that environment.
I don't know. Like, right now, I'm just wondering, first of all, her age. Is she, like, I don't know, the little girl, she didn't have so many kids, you know, a couple kids. So I don't know. If she's, like, 5 years old, she don't need to be there. But if she's, like, right now, is she, like, 14 or something? I don't know. You know, they can't grow up overnight.
No, she's definitely not a teenager.
See?
She's definitely not a teenager.
A baby. How is she even handling any business when you got to take care of a baby?
Northwest is currently six years old.
Oh, no.
But that's an inquisitive age, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an inquisitive age where they want to know and learn about things of that nature.
But why can't she, when she come home and she's sitting down at the desk and explain to her, you know, and, like, help with paperwork, shifting this or doing something, you know, put these over there or, you know what I mean? I don't know because I do believe.
Maybe she believes in hands-on experience. Sometimes you don't know until you're in that.
When she speaks on why she's doing it. Maybe one day we'll hear her say why she wants to do this, why she's doing this. And you know what I'm saying? At this point, it's just speculation. Like, we don't know.
I think she doesn't feel like she has to kill nobody.
That's her choice.
I think she probably has a lot of support because she's six years old, so it's not like she's there by herself. Of course, she got her mom and probably, like, other people in there.
Right.
I would like... I think that would be a better idea than her being into the doctor's office trying to see her grandfather getting his penis cut off and wondering why what that's going on. I don't think it's really that much of a big deal, because it's like if you would go if she was a surgeon or something like that, or she was like an autopsy. Do you know how many people who are, what do you call them, funeral directors? Their mm-hmm. children be around dead people all the time. I mean, all the time. Okay. I mean, there's people who have funeral parlors at their home, and little kids be running around and playing hide and go seek in the room where the dead people be at and everything like that. I mean, you know, if that's, it's weird though, because, you know, we probably wouldn't think of it, but, you know, it's probably like a hands-on exercise. She's not in no real danger. She's not in there with murderers or rapists or anything like that. I mean, what's the best way to see what your mom's doing if you have something first at hand, you know? And she probably got all the protection in the world, you know. She's not in there in the cell block with the purple.
Were they jumping on a cage,
like
hollering and yelling and spitting out the cage
I don't think it's like that. They probably have a well protected area where it's like a waiting room or a common room, and they would have Kim K, and they would have the offender with, you know, some COs and lawyer teams and everything like that. It doesn't look like it's Attica, you know. It's probably structured in a very certain setting. So as far as that goes, you know, 5 years old, 6 years old, you know, she's probably inquisitive. She wants to know what's going on. Because honestly, to be honest with you, Kim K is moving in the step in her father's direction. So she's probably looking at it into like a family business, because we all know who her father is. And her to take this leap to actually try to get people who are wrongfully accused or somebody who has a lesser crime to get them out of jail. We all know what her father did, so why not have her child see, you know, this is what your grandfather used to do, you know, this, that, and the third, you know. I don't really see a big deal out of it. That's just how I see it.
I mean, me myself, I'm not the biggest fan, but I do commend her on certain aspects of things that she's doing. Like the lady that she helped out, the first lady that she helped get out, who was had like a lifetime sentence for like drug trafficking of marijuana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, this shit fucking like legal. Damn near every fucking where. If not, it even at minimally, it's medically okay. You know, and this woman was a grandmother. She was like a older woman, you know what I'm saying, who hadn't seen her family and things like that. She had like damn near a lifetime sentence for some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's now fucking legal. My thing with it is, I feel like as long as she's in a protective environment and she's not in immediate danger, I'm sure they make it as safe as possible. She probably does like one-on-one consultations, or maybe is in a classroom setting where the people are sitting down, and maybe her daughter's up front with her, and she's just giving positive vibes and saying it's okay, you can get out of this, you know, just keep your head up, you know, things of that nature. The parenting is totally different, like I was saying before, than what it was when we were coming up. You got parents that are doing things. You got parents like T.I. who got a grown-ass, I can't call her a kid, a grown-ass woman who you're going to gynecology appointments with, dog. Back in the day, fathers didn't get into things like that. That was always the mother's job. And even if the mom, as we discussed in prior shows, is may not be an active part of her life, she still has Tiny. Tiny is still the mother figure of that household. So the fact that the father is going to a gynecological appointment to make sure that she's still a virgin or see where she's at with her sexual activity, back in the day, that was a no-go. Fathers didn't go to
check out the sexual aspect of their kids or periods and pads and things like that. That didn't happen back in the day. That's some new. That's some newer shit. Right, that's the newer shit. The parenting roles and just the way that you handle your kids, all that shit has changed. Nothing is the same. I feel like as long as she's in a safe environment, it's not like, you know, Scared Straight where they walking down the thing and inmates jumping on the cage and reaching their hands out like, you think you hard, you think you this, you think you that. I think it's as long as it's not something like that, like, traumatic. I'm not mad. And this might, in her young state of mind, she might grow up and want to be a defense attorney for these people versus her mom who started off and got on being in a fucking sex tape. You know what I'm saying? That might change her whole perspective of how she wants to live her life going into her adulthood. Who now that she's older and she's actually on and she's a household name, you know what I'm saying? She might want to get on a different way. She might want to get on like, oh, I want to be a lawyer. Her mom at this stage in her life wants to be a lawyer. But think about all the steps that she took to get to that headspace that, oh, I want to be a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? And get into the legal system. You started off getting a household, being a household name from fucking. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't mad. I'm not mad at that. I ain't mad as long as she's in a safe, protective, and it's a certain type of environment in which she goes in. Like Rap Star said, I'm sure it's a protective environment. I'm sure the motherfucker's not jumping on cages and hollering and reaching out and, you think you hard, da da da. As long as it's nothing like that, those kids be traumatized because you don't want them, they're going down a certain path and you don't want them to end up there. So you're trying to give them that shock value. I don't think that's what she's getting. So the fact that she may go with her to some of these places and listen to her speak to some of these inmates, which I'm sure again is a controlled environment. I don't see nothing wrong with it, man. I think it's cool. I think it's, you know, it's not what you do, it's how you do what you do. I say that all the time. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that's just my opinion about it. And I don't know. That's about it. You know? Did you? Anything else? Anybody have anything else to say? Because honey dip, we, you know, have some time left. Did you have any honey dip thoughts for the people out there? You haven't.
No,
you don't have no honey.
Not too much.
Any honey dip thoughts?
I'm just staying focused, and you know, what I'm staying true to the game, and prepare my mind for the things I have coming up this year. You know. Just staying focused, staying down, you know what I mean? Trying to stay away from all the negativity. Sometimes it comes to me, you know what I mean? But God has been helping me. God has been helping me, you know, a couple weeks ago. And I had a little situation, you know, but they're okay and I'm free.
So. She say I'm free, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I see myself doing things. So, you know, God, you know, me getting up, you know, I know Rapstar really isn't into this, but me, myself, I get up and I feel so discombobulated if I cannot hear my, you know, my worship things, you know, myself, you know, listen to the prayers and, you know what I mean? It's just helped me to get my day started. You know, it works for me. You know what I mean? So, you know, doing that, it saves a lot of lives, you know, my freedom and, you know, and other people's lives. So I've been able to just smile. You know, I be
she says it saves a lot of lives.
Yeah. Saves a lot of lives and my freedom. So, you know,
freedom.
I just been staying true and staying focused to, you know what I'm saying, to myself. And focusing on my brand, you know that, and got these things coming up, and I'm looking forward to, you know, quite a few things, you know, so 2020 is my year. You know, I'm sure a lot of people say that, but I know for a fact that I have a lot of things going on. You know, so got to sit pretty and sit tight and wait for the jump off. You know,
I like that. Not sit pretty, sit tight, and wait for the jump off. That's nice.
But trust, I ain't sitting around doing nothing. I'm still very, I'm very busy. You know that. I'm very, I'm over busy. I'm completely out of this fucking world busy. Just preparing.
8 days a week, 28 hours a day.
Yeah, it's not enough hours in a day for everything that I have to do, you know. But it's okay. At least I'm doing it, you know. No matter how I'm feeling, motherfuckers be like, damn. I feel that people think I'm superwoman, but I really am not. I'd be about to die. I'd be thinking every day, please, God, please, God, please help me. Please help me, God, please, please, please. It hurt. My back hurt. My legs hurt. My neck hurt. My head hurt. But God, you know what? I wake up another day. Man, you know what I mean? That's called being strong. Because I'm doing what I'm doing for the benefit of the better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What is coming behind what I'm doing. You know? And I'm okay with that. You know, I've had some disappointments and some knockdowns, but then, you know, you go and you find another way around. You know, some things, not really knockdowns, but some things to get in my think. You know, ain't nothing but the devil trying to get in my way. You know, like, you know what they say, that motherfucker's a liar, because I'm going to still do what I got to do regardless.
You know what they, you know, they always say, you think you a step ahead, he's two steps trying to knock you behind, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I'm just, as long as I stay focused, you know what I'm saying? So I don't play the boyfriend motherfucking bullshit. If you ain't a millionaire, man, I will stay far away from me.
Fully money bags.
If you can't contribute to my future endeavors, I can't fuck with you. Love ain't going to get it.
Love is not enough, y'all. 2020, love ain't enough. You gotta bring more to the. You gotta bring more
to
the table than saying I love you.
I want a motherfucker to love me. Of course, who don't? But at this point, I'm gonna be mad and evil if I'm sitting around doing nothing. And you know what I'm saying? We both two dumb motherfuckers looking out. The lights getting turned out. Gas getting shut off. You know what I'm saying? Bills ain't getting paid. And cable and internet
don't pay the bills.
You know, I can't fuck with a nigga like that. I can't. You can't bring something to the table. Keep it pushing. And you're going to need to bring a whole lot to the table for the things that I'm trying to do. The things that fuck trying to do. Things that I'm going to do. You know? And I'm going to be okay with the things that I'm doing.
Right.
So I just stay true to me. You know what I mean? Stay true to me. Stay focused right now. Nothing, and not allowing anything and anybody to get in my way. That's why I say I have to do my prayer thing in the morning while I'm in the shower and all that. Because if I don't, God knows. I'm telling you, I see things that I'm about to do to certain people. You know what I mean? I visually be mad as hell when they be fucking. You know, you fuck with me, you say something out the way I can see when I'm about to do it, and I see exactly what I'm about to do. The difference between then and now is I think first.
Right.
I think first. You know, at one point, you know, what, 2 years ago, I wasn't thinking about shit because I could have got my hands.
You just reacted and then thinking about it after you did it.
Mm-mm. No. So I feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? I really do. And that's called growth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Say it again
that's
for the people in the
growth.
Back.
I said that's called growth. Now, but I'll cuss your motherfucking ass out real quick. Don't ever get it fucked up.
The old honey dip is not gone.
The fuck out so goddamn fast. Don't give a fuck. Try me if you want.
She's just suppressed.
I don't play no games. I'm so serious and so deeply into the things that I'm working on. You know what I'm saying? I can't allow nothing to sway me no left or right. You know,
right.
I can't. Not when it's right there. I have all these other, I have so many things getting ready to, you know, for the better for me. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I ain't leaving the industry, so let's not get that in anybody's head. I'm still fucking and sucking.
I just ain't fucking and sucking in my regular life.
I'm a born again virgin.
And it definitely ain't for the free 99.
Nah. I can't see me doing community service anytime soon.
Mm-mm. Especially not on
that. And then it's damn sure ain't nothing in my city that I even take interest in.
Mm.
I don't feel nothing in this motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
I don't see it.
Yeah. Y'all heard that?
I don't see it. I'm about my motherfucking money. Call me what the fuck you want to call me, but what you will not be calling me is a broke, homeless
broke.
Bitch.
You hear me? Just like that. We gonna end that on that note, man. Hey, look, it's that time, man. Tell them how to get at you.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything except Instagram. Now it's Niecy Honey Dip page and the number 2. So Niecy Honey Dip page 2. It's a brand new page because for some apparent reason I have gotten deleted. I am working on, and it'll probably take a couple weeks, but I am working very hard on trying to get my original page back. Well, not the original, but the second, because I had this actually the third page. So hopefully I'll get it back, and if I don't, so be it. You can catch me, like I said, on Instagram at Niecy Honey Dip page 2. You know, the number 2 in all words. And Niecy Honey Dip, anything Niecy Honey Dip, long as it's not underscore on Facebook. I have multiple pages on Facebook. No underscore stuff. I'm on Twitter as Niecy Honey Dip. And Periscope as Niecy Honey Dip XXX. You know, so you can catch me anywhere. My website is www.niecyhoneydip.com. I am very bookable. Very bookable. If you got some money. My manager is Ralph underscore Terry at hotmail.com. Very friendly guy, very open-minded. We're easy to work with long as you got some check from me.
Had a bag ready, y'all. And Honey's After Hours Spot is coming back. Yeah.
Yes, Honey's After Hours Spot will be live in effect. Between the end of March and the very first weekend of April.
We waiting on it. Gotta give the people what they want.
I'll be a little intoxicated. Yeah. Not like I used to be, but I've
learned a certain way. That motherfucking wine anyway. Whatever.
I'm going to do it right
anyway.
Now. Nah, I got to stay focused on my interviews. Try to get, you know what I'm saying? Get the shit out. I got a lot of stuff in store for motherfuckers, though. A lot. So, get
stay
ready.
Stay tuned. 412.
Yeah. It's your boy, Rap Store. You can hit me up on my Facebook, Rap Store. Well, 3 of them, actually. Cameron Cortez Part 2. That's the Roman numeral after the Cortez. And my Facebook fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Those are 3 Facebook outlets you can hit me up on. Also hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on my YouTube, Rap Star 412. Sometime later this month, my magazine cover is going to come out. And I am almost done coming out with my song, 90s Baby. Featuring Lele Cruz. It's going to be crazy. I mean, this is definitely straight for the 90s. 90s babies from the 9-zip to the 9999. It's going to be fire. This is going to be the first song. This is going to be the first song that I release under my music license, under BMI. So, y'all niggas better get ready, man. And I'm going to go. Yeah. Going to be popping. So, yeah. So,
hey,
hit y'all up next week. I'm going to go play with my samurai sword. Chop some shit up.
Yeah. You know, we here every week, every Sunday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, right here on Dollhouse Radio. This All Talk No Filter. We do this. We see y'all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. We out. Doja Cat, Boss Bitch. We out.
I ain't trying to. ain't trying to. Yeah, ain't tryna be cool like you. Wobbling around in your high heel shoes, I'm clumsy. Made friends with the floor. 2 for 1, you know a bitch by 4. And 2 left feet, you know I always drop. First thing a girl did was a bop. And the whole damn cake and the cherry on top. Shook up the bottom, made a good girl pop. You ain't even here to party. Ken in the club tryna pipe a Barbie. I don't wanna go, go, go with the flow back then until I touch my toes. I don't wanna roll, roll, roll the boat. Wrist full of rocks and I hope I float. Big up yourself cause you know they don't.
I'm a bitch and I boss and I shine like gloss. I'm a bitch and I boss. I'm a bitch and I boss and I shine like gloss. I'm a bitch and I boss. I'm a bitch and I boss and I shine like gloss. I'm a bitch and I boss. I'm a bitch and I boss and I shine like gloss. I'm a bitch and I boss. I'm a bitch and I boss. All talk no filter. The Hoss Radio. We out.